Hey, you're listening to Pink Pantyhose, where comedy meets feminism. I'm your host, Naya, and thank you all for listening to my podcast. You can do anything with your ears. You can clean your ears, you can pierce your ears, but the fact that you're giving me your ears to listen to my podcast, I greatly appreciate it. So today, we are talking about dealing with negative women. In today's feminist lesson, you have to take responsibility for being positive and a positivity in your life. So before we jump into the episode, you know we have to handle some business. I need y'all to subscribe, rate, leave some reviews. Yes, the positive, the negative, and share this podcast with your homies. And just know I appreciate all the support, all the love, and even the hateration, because are you really popping if you don't have haters? Okay, so today's podcast episode was inspired. I currently volunteer with a pageant, and there have been some negative people. And I was just like, ugh. But I don't get my spirits down because I have learned through life, my 28 years of life, that negative people exist everywhere. And just having done readings and listening to speeches and videos, you learn not to get so bent out of shape when it comes to negative people. And the first things first, I want y'all to know, I personally hate the phrase negative Nancy, because people automatically say that when describing people, and Nancy is a feminine name, and that is just associating gender with negativity. And just know that anyone can be negative, but the reason I'm addressing negative women is because this podcast is targeted towards women, and I usually operate and work predominantly women's spaces. Number one, how to deal with negative women. First things first, you have to understand that people grow up in negative environments. So just like some people grow up in families where you vacation every year, sports and sporting events are normal. In my household, we grew up knowing that you were going to be loved. Ain't no lying going around. You're not stealing in this house. And if you do, and you get caught, you're going to get in trouble. Also, you fight for your sisters. You never fight with your sisters. Some people, they grow up in environments where you have to fight for your life. If you don't fight your siblings, you're not going to have anything to eat. You're going to have cold water with the shower. Some people have had so much trauma that they're surprised when people are nice to them. They think that people have ulterior motives or that they don't understand a life without struggle. So you have to be patient with these people and understand that everyone has unique life experiences. I know with my sorority, we have this one saying that some women are grouchy, mean, have the resting bitch face, whatever you want to call it, because deep down they're sweethearts, but they've been let down so many times. They've had to grow up in environments where you needed to be tough to survive or you got swallowed alive. So that's the first thing. It's just understanding that people process information different, and they associate people with drama versus uplifting them. Second, you have to be a soldier of positivity. You have to set the tone that whatever environment you're in, whether it's an online environment or in-person environment, that positivity is the thing. You have to make that normal. So whether it's giving people shout outs, making posts on your social media pages, always talking about good things. Like if people start gossiping or start complaining, you just naturally pivot the conversation. I remember we were talking in this group chat and we were gossiping about somebody who chose to do something. Basically, she switched companies. I hurried up and changed the conversation. So, y'all, what do we like most about our company and our team? And just flipped it to make it super positive. And then also when I was teaching high school girls, we would always have chants. I would encourage them to give each other compliments and shout outs and give each other feedback. I would tell them, hey, we can't do the negativity all over the school and in our community. People are hating on each other, sneak dissing in here. We are going to lift each other up. We're going to have fun. We're not going to talk over each other. This, that, and the third. Like, you have to set the tone and make it known, like, yo, this is that. We are all rays of sunshine. Like, I am such a soldier and ambassador for positivity. I'll never forget one of my coworkers, one of my teammates. She was like, I cannot imagine you being mean to anybody. I cannot imagine you getting angry. And I remember the year my mom had passed away, I guess it was taking a toll on my dad. I mean, that was his soulmate. And I remember we were driving in the car. He was like, do you ever be upset? Do you ever be down? And then after that, I started crying. But nonetheless, you want to get to the point where people expect you to be positive. Like, people come around you for the good vibes and to be the ray of sunshine. Like, that's something I take so much pride in, is getting compliments on my positivity. So number three, how to deal with negative women. Nobody is perfect. We all slip up. I know I'm guilty of cursing a bit, gossiping, I'm not perfect all the time. So when we do have those moments where people are negative, you have to address it, because you are telling them, I see what you're doing and it's not okay. You have to hold people accountable. As I mentioned earlier, when I was telling girls in my high school program, hey, this is a positive space, I tell them that won't be tolerated, or we'll stop the activity. They won't get snacks. They will physically see that I will be disappointed in them. Or if they get a nasty attitude, I go back at them and say, hey, do I talk to you in that way? Do I walk away when you ask for something? And just reminding them, like, yo, your stankitude is at an all-time high. Why is this going on? Now, some people, you can't help them. And we're not supposed to be charity cases. We're not supposed to do Jesus' job for him. So you always have to address it in the moment and let it be known. Because something I learned in life is that you have to let people know about their behaviors, because some people are unaware. Going back to point number one, people grow up in environments and adopt certain behaviors. Some people don't even realize that they're complaining or they're gossiping or they're pointing out the negatives. Like, they just think it's normal. Like, I'll never forget my homegirl. She said, some people, that's how they have conversation, is through complaining, or they bond through gossip. I was like, whoa, that's bizarre. So yeah, hold people accountable. Say, yo, this ain't that. You're not going to talk to me any type of way. You're not going to talk to such and such type of way. And people will do enough things to see what they can get away with. And they know who to play and who to test with. Just saying. Number four, eliminate. So this has happened on more than one occasion. I'll never forget when my sister came to Chicago. She had an overlapping flight. Like, she had to take a flight to Chicago to take it to Italy. And I let her stay in my dorm room, my residence hall, so she wouldn't have to pay for a hotel. And every chance, like every other sentence, she kept reminding me how messy I was. First of all, I used to live with you, so you know that I'm sloppy. Second of all, this is my room. Third of all, if you want a clean environment, the hotels that cost money are spotless. And it got so overwhelming. It's just too much that I text her. And I will say this wasn't the most mature thing, but I mean, I was a 21-year-old. And I just told her, I don't want you to come back. Don't come back to my room. You're going to have to stay somewhere else. And she was upset. She called her husband. And then he, who is like one of my role models, he's like a father figure to me, a brother figure. He was like, yo, was your room messy? And I was like, yeah. He was like, that's fair. You do what you want with your space. And I always love talking to him, because he's always that voice of reason. Like, he sees things in different ways. He was like, okay. Long story short, I kicked my sister out. You're not going to disrespect me and make me feel bad. After me offering my space to you for free? No, hush your mouth. This ain't going to go. Also, when I was mentoring high school girls, you want to fight? You want to sneak this? You're not welcomed here. Or sometimes the girls, they'll kick themselves out when they realize that I would give them demerits, meaning like points or marks. And then if they got so many demerits, like four, that's a detention. And then if you got four detentions, it was a whole rubric to it. But when they realized I was giving out demerits, that they couldn't just do whatever they wanted, they were like, deuces, we're going to go to this other enrichment. We're going to stay home. I'm telling y'all, people, if you don't eliminate them, sometimes if you hold a certain standard, they will eliminate themselves. And then block on social media, baby. I do not understand how people have beef with people on social media, or they allow people to irk them and bother them. Man, I block so many people, first of all. And some people have brought that to my attention. First of all, why do you care so much? And not even people that I knew in person. Like, people who I strictly know through social media, they hit me up. Why did you unfriend me? Or when I was doing business with them and they said no and rejected me, I just blocked them. And then they turned around, messaged me on another platform and was like, you didn't have to block me because I didn't want to support your business. Well, you serve no purpose here. You're just taking up space. And then even people that I've known in person, I have unfollowed family members, people in my business, thinking just because you know what I'm posting on social media does not mean you have access into my life. And if not blocking them, limiting what they can see. You do not have to invite people into your social media world, into your life, period. Sometimes, you know, family functions, or if you work with them, you know you're going to interact with them. But on social media, it is no excuse to be stressed out by anybody, because that block, unfollow, unfriend button is marvelous. But become best friends with the block button, just saying. So, long story short, y'all, negative people are inevitable. They'll always be around, especially negative women. And that's okay. Because one, you just focus on being your best positive self. And two, this book I'm reading, You're a Badass, the author says it's better to be happy than to be right. So you could point out their flaws and argue with them, or you can just not give them any mind, any attention, and just go about your happy, peaceful way. Because man, don't nobody like attention like a negative person. Well, that's my podcast. Thank you all for listening to Pink Pantyhose, where comedy meets feminism. I'm your host, Naya, and you can check me out on social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at NIGH_YUH. That's NIGH_YUH. Also, follow Pink Pantyhose on Instagram, Pink Pantyhose Podcast. Until next time, bye.